Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello all, Dave Fraser here with a special edition of the Pinken.com Norwich City podcast. You may well have seen that we had a recent exclusive interview with Norwich City right back Max Ahrens. Had a good chat with Max up at Colney about, of course, his breakthrough season. It was ahead of him joining up with the England under-19s for the international break. He's since picked up another three caps at that level. He returns to Colney to focus on championship action, of course. And hopefully you've had a chance to have a look at the articles and or maybe watch the video of this interview. But we just thought we'd offer it to you as a podcast as well, in case you haven't had a chance to catch up on all that. Really interesting stuff, I hope at least. Talking about his breakthrough, you know, his league debut at Ipswich, that goal at Cardiff, everything that's led to him being at this point in his career, as well as that England recognition, the speculation that we've had from national newspapers linking him with clubs like Manchester City and Tottenham. And also next month there's a game against Sheffield Wednesday at Carrow Road, which should be quite interesting for Max because he could potentially be coming up against his cousin Rolando Ahrens, who's on loan from Newcastle. So here's the interview. I hope you enjoy it, and we will be back with you for the next edition of the Pinken.com Norwich City podcast very soon. To Colney, I'm very pleased to say that we have got Norwich City right back Max Ahrens with us this afternoon. Max, thanks very much for joining us.
Nice, good to see you.
Same for you. Congratulations on your season so far. Top of the championship, over 30 appearances. You must be loving life at the moment.
Yeah, it's been really good. Really enjoyed it, learning along the way. I'm loving this season. Being top is just the icing on the cake, really, and hopefully we can just carry that on.
Yeah, it's not much more than a year ago. Then we were down here talking about FA Youth Cup quarterfinals and things like that. So could you possibly have imagined when you were still playing 18s football not long ago that it would have all happened quite so quickly?
No, never. It's crazy how quick the turnaround's been. If I'd have flashed forward a year from last year, I wouldn't have believed if you'd have told me. I'd have been sat here talking about the first team and being top of the league. So it's been a great year. I've loved every second.
And did you even train with the first team and stuff last year, or was it literally all pre-season? It all started from then.
Yeah, by the time that I'd spoken to you this point last year, I hadn't trained with the first team.
Right.
So, yeah, like I said, the turnaround's been really quick.
Absolutely. And I think you've only lost three games as well, haven't you? But you started 30-odd games in a row since that first game against Ipswich. So,
yeah.
How important has Daniel Farke been to all that? How much has he sort of put an arm around his shoulder, around the shoulder, etc., and really guided you through all this?
Yeah, massively. Just little things, if you make a mistake or something like that, it's just always, like you said, got an arm around your shoulder and always there to help you. So it just gives you a massive confidence when you go on the pitch that to go and play your game, and it just helps. It helps you so much that you can play to the best of your ability, which has helped me so much this season. How much I've learned.
I guess his style maybe fits your style as well. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, definitely. You could say a few of us in the team, if it was a different manager, you'd see a different style. Like it's good that his style fits with a lot of the players in our team's style, and it's like I said, it's working with the manager's thoughts, and we can put it out on the pitch what he wants us to do. So yeah, like you said, really really good to be able to do what he says.
Let's just take a little step back then and to a little bit about yourself. I mean, you're from Milton Keynes originally, aren't you? So
yeah.
You came to the club when you were about 16, didn't you?
16, yeah. Greg was here from Luton, who I knew from the Luton days, and told me to come in, so then came in on trial here, and it was since then, yeah.
So had you sort of left Luton at that point? Or
yeah, I'd left Luton. I actually left Luton when I was 15.
Okay.
And then had a year out, wasn't really playing for anyone.
Okay.
And then came back into it at 16's level, and yeah, since then, been here.
So that's kind of similar to Jamal in a way, isn't it?
He had a year out. So yeah.
Do you think you were better for that year out?
It definitely gave you a bit of a, to just clear your head really, just be able to take your mind off things. Obviously still training and doing stuff. Yeah.
Probably still playing football.
Yeah, still playing football every day, watching football, etc. But yeah, similar to Jamal, had a year out, so yeah.
Was it right? You had trials with a few other clubs as well, QPR.
I was at Tottenham for a while, and didn't get offered anything there. So then, was at QPR for a while, but I just chose to come here as a new group. So,
and we were just talking about it before we started filming as well. That the group that you came through with at Luton was quite special, wasn't it? There's a lot of players still playing or starting to build careers in the league. Of course, Jamal being one of them.
Yeah, Jamal being one of them. We played Bristol City the other week, and they're. Jay De Silva, who was Jamal's age group at Luton, so there's so many of us, and each team have played in the Championship this season. You come across a few players that you played with in the youth setup at Luton, and it's crazy that so many boys can come through at one club and be scattered about in the leagues now.
Okay, and then let's come back to this season. Then of course you had the cup games, and you scored at Cardiff, which must have been a great moment for you, and then. Into the heat of battle at Ipswich at Portman Road. What was going through your mind before that match?
Oh, so much was going through my mind. I couldn't even tell you. Just a whole bag of nerves, really. I was really, really excited. I can just remember being really excited but really nervous at the same time.
Right.
But I think that helped. That helped on the day. Those nerves can help, and if they use them in a positive way, and that I'll never forget that day. It was a great day.
I suppose scoring the goal at Cardiff in midweek must have meant your confidence was high. Mm. I suppose that must be so important for that first game, that you're feeling on top of your game.
Yeah, definitely. The goal just took me 5 steps ahead. I just was playing off so much confidence after that, which obviously helped so much in the game, which was the weekend. It was the weekend after the goal in there. So yeah, we'll never forget that week.
Obviously, that was a nice goal at Cardiff, but it was the game against Rotherham, I think, when you scored at Carrow Road in the league.
Mm.
How did that feel, and particularly that Todd was involved in the goal as well?
Yeah. I think I can remember there being a stat before the game saying that no English player had scored for Norwich this season.
Yeah.
And I'd said to Todd, "Oh, you need to score here," and then he scored, and then I scored in the same game. I can just remember that being a great moment, especially as. We were both involved in the goal, but that was to score in front of the Canary fans at Carrow Road was probably the best feeling.
Yeah, and the fact that you've got Jamal, Todd, and Ben all alongside, you've all known each other for a while. Has that made it more enjoyable, more special?
Yeah, definitely loads more enjoyable. Seeing them on the pitch with me is it's quite a proud moment really, because obviously I've come through with those boys and they're my friends. So yeah, it's good to see.
Another thing I was going to ask you about, when you joined Norwich, one of the article that we were talking about a little while ago from The Guardian, it mentioned the bleep test, that you'd come in and been so good in the bleep test on your trial that the club just sort of saw that athletic ability in you. So did you play any other sports? Did you do athletics or anything like that, which has sort of contributed towards that?
No, I actually didn't. I didn't do it like Jamal done some athletics and stuff like that. I never really did do any of that. I've always just been a kind of tenacious kind of runner really, so that's why I think when I came in on trial that was one of the areas where I thought I can impress them a little bit here by in the bleep test or whatnot. So yeah, that was, I can remember what it says in the article there.
And that's been tested a lot, hasn't it? The system that Daniel's playing, obviously Emmy in front of you. You guys have got a good understanding, but Emmy does drift around the pitch quite a lot.
Yeah.
So that must get tested at times.
Definitely. But I'd say it helps me as well, because it gives me license to get up and down. So it's good. But like you said, sometimes it can be a bit tiring. But you're used to it now.
Okay. Obviously things going well for you. The question I'm sure you're not aware of, I was going to ask. There's been a bit of speculation around in national newspapers and things like that. That's what comes with being top of the Championship and playing for England at youth level and stuff. So how do you deal with all that? Like we just said, you know, not much more than a year ago, you were playing Youth Cup football and things like that. Being linked with big Premier League clubs and stuff like that, does it all just seem a bit ridiculous, so you leave it all to the side, or how do you sort of deal with it?
Yeah, that stuff just gets taken care of, so I don't ever buy into any of that. I don't ever really listen to it, I don't really ever look at it. I just the thing in my head is just on the next game and playing as well as I can in the next match, so I don't really ever try to look into that. I don't really ever talk about it. It's just one of those things, like you said, when you're top of the league and things are going well, there's going to be some speculation,
particularly at the moment because the Premier League is sort of within your grasp. I suppose that helps to ease it with things.
Yeah, exactly. When you're at the top of the Championship and people are looking on to you to be a Premier League team next season, there's definitely going to be more interest there than if you're down the bottom end of the league. So yeah.
Okay, and with all that sort of stuff, I guess it's important to have good people around you, family, friends, and your agent and things like that. Mm. So with the family not being too far away, are they still sort of based in Milton Keynes?
Yeah, they still live there, so they're just keeping me grounded, treating me as usual. It's just one of those things. Yeah, it's just I'd say they're a massive help on me just being able to live normally, just do my thing. So yeah.
They're able to get to plenty of games.
Yeah,
well.
I still come to loads of games. Obviously, my parents have helped me through from under nines, driving me around and stuff like that. So it's nice to see them in the stand when I'm playing. So yeah, it's always good.
Okay, another good thing which has come out of this season, and you're playing regular Championship football, is England. Mm. And in the under 19s, you've got 4 caps. How much have you enjoyed being involved with that group?
Yeah, that's been really good. Another experience that 12 months ago, I wouldn't really have expected. That's been really good. I've really enjoyed. I've been away, I think, 3 times now, so it's been really enjoyed it. It's been tiring, and obviously there's been time off and stuff like that, having to go away. But it's really enjoying it.
It seemed like they've been quite reasonable with you to an extent. Mm. They haven't overplayed you too much.
Yeah, they did say that when I went that they were going to try and look after me. Obviously, we're coming up to a busy Christmas period at that point, and they have said that they'll try and help me out a little bit with the game time and stuff like that. So,
okay, and with your position, England going up to the age groups have got some serious talent at right back. Yeah. You know, from Trippier to Alexander Trent Arnold, and all those players in front of you. Wan-Bissaka playing for Crystal Palace at the moment. You've picked a difficult time to come through.
I know. Probably about 7th in line, probably at the moment. There's a few. It just shows the depth that we've got coming through at England now, and there's so many levels. You walk around the training centre and you can just see so many good players ranging from the under-16s upwards to the senior squad, so it's really good to see the amount of talented players that are coming through.
And at the 19s as well, Callum Hudson-Odoi, Morgan Gibbs-White, there's so much talent for England at the moment.
Yeah, it's crazy. They're obviously playing in the Premier League now, those boys that you mentioned, and this to see them playing now and then in these Premier League sides, it's great to see. You can just see in training and stuff like that the quality that they have, so yeah, hopefully you can go on to have really good careers.
And there's the potential for a tournament next summer as well, isn't there? Mm. In qualifying with the 19s. Yeah. So that, I guess that's something to look forward to as well, because that kind of experience is vital, as has been shown with the age groups doing so well in recent years.
Yeah, 100%. It's almost preparing you for if you were to go with the senior team qualifying for World Cups and stuff like that. So yeah, it's really something to look forward to, and it's a really big motivation for obviously the 19s Euros in the summer, the 21s Euros. There's a few, so yeah, it's all really good.
Okay, in terms of club players, your teammates, you're playing against internationals and alongside internationals. Sorry, team in Pukki. I worked out Tim Krul when he was in the World Cup quarterfinal shootout, that famous game you came on for. You would have been 14. So
yeah, I remember watching it at home.
Really?
I remember that exact game. I had. Something on at school the next day. I couldn't even watch the penalty shootout. I had to go to sleep.
Right.
So yeah, it's crazy to even be playing with someone like Tim now. When obviously, go back 4 years, whatever it is, we're just watching him on TV. Yeah, it's weird.
And do you tap into those guys? There's you know, you've got Alex Tetti, you've got lots of caps for Norway. Pukki, of course, is doing really well for Finland at the moment. Are those guys sort of open to you asking them questions?
Yeah, you can ask them questions. They're always really handy if you need to ask anything. And they're really open to talking about experiences or stuff like that, or giving advice on what I'm going into and stuff like that. So yeah, it's good to have senior internationals around you which you can learn from.
And it seems like the team spirit's really good here. We've seen the Wheel of Fortune recently,
yeah.
Steepy having to wash the manager's car. all that sort of stuff. Is it? Does it feel like a good vibe? I'm sure being top of the league helps, but it feels like you all get on well.
Yeah, even from pre-season when obviously we were all in, we didn't know where we were going to end up in the league. It's been a great changing room, and I think we've got a really good mix of young players, senior players, English players, foreign players. We've got a really good bond, and everyone gets along. There's no groups or cliques. There's just a really good group that just want to work hard.
And the other thing I wanted to ask you about, your cousin is playing in the Championship as well, and yeah. Rolando at Sheffield Wednesday. So, yeah, had much of a chance to chat with him about the Championship, and did he sort of ask you what to expect when he joined?
Yeah, you know, he's playing the Premier League for Newcastle, and he asked me what it's like and stuff like that. I just told him it's tough, 3 games a week, a lot of the time it's hard, but I said he'd really enjoy it. He loves playing football, so yeah, it's and then he gave me a little tweet just saying to bring my shin pads or something like that. I can't remember what he said, but obviously we've got them soon, so yeah, I'll see him then.
Were you close growing up? Brought up together, as it were?
Yeah, more or less. Obviously he's from Bristol, which is a bit of a way away from me, and then he moved to Newcastle, so hadn't seen him loads in the last few years, but yeah, really close with him.
And just finally then, sort of on your game, and this is the sort of question that players always hate, but clearly you've kicked on very quickly. What sort of areas are you still hoping you can improve on and that you're sort of focused on working on?
I'd say my main thing that I'm trying to do is to just not get complacent and to just be 100% ready for every game and be focused on the next game and not take my foot off the gas and hopefully not have any dips in form and let mistakes creep in and stuff like that, which is obviously as a young player was what you have to be careful of. So that's the main area where I'm looking to just be 100% switched on and mentally focused. Yeah.
Thanks. Top man, thanks for your time. Best of luck for the rest of the season.
Cheers, dude. Thank you. Awesome. Good to see you.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.